You know, it's nice. Like I said, the first one was great. Buff made a hell of a play, and the second one was that one felt really good, just to pick a corner finally. So, you know, to get a number of opportunities and bury a couple, it definitely helps the confidence, and you know, hopefully, keep it rolling over to tomorrow night.
You're still being a setup guy too, but it must be nice. I mean, 3 goals in 3 games, and you're starting to get the touch again.
Yeah, I've been telling the guys, just give me the puck once in a while, and maybe I'll put it in. So, you know, it's a team sport, and you know, our line has been scoring a lot of goals. So you never want to be too picky. You know, if you're not the guy that's putting in the net, it's awesome when you know your line mates are putting the puck in the net. Litz and Kaner were just on fire there for a long time. So you want to just keep riding that momentum, and you know, if they slow down a little bit, then you know, hopefully I can pick it up for them for a little bit.
Is there a hot stick in the rack? Maybe Kane had it, Little had it. You grabbed the one.
It broke in the third period, so I don't know what I'm gonna do now. Maybe I'll play left-handed around here or something. We'll see.
Like best about this win, the way you guys play?
The shutout for sure. That's huge. You know, we go into the third period with a 3-0 lead. You know, we didn't bend. We didn't really give them any scoring opportunities. We still skated. And those are the things you need to do to win in this league. Somewhere down the line, that's going to be a 2-1 game or a 1-0 game. And if we can kind of learn from what we did tonight and keep doing that, you know, we're going to be a really tough team to beat, especially in the third period. So to keep that goose egg, not just for Pavs, but for the entire team, was huge.
Did you feel you owed them one? Or a couple?
Well, yeah, obviously, you know, Pavs is, he stood on his head for us for a long time. So anytime you can reward someone like Pavs or like Mace, you know, whenever they battle for you every night, and, you know, we've made life a little bit tough on them some nights. So when we were able to make it a little bit easier and keep that shutout for them, you know, that's the most satisfying thing.
Tonight, Montreal was on the back half of back-to-back games. Tomorrow night, it's you guys against Pittsburgh. They're sitting here watching it tonight. Just talk about going into that game and harnessing that same energy you had to start tonight.
Well, it'll be a little easier for us than it was for Montreal because they had the travel. You know, anytime you're playing back-to-backs with travel, it makes life a little bit tougher. So, you know, we're able to go right home and get in our own beds and get a decent amount of sleep tonight. So, you know, and we have a couple of days off after the game tomorrow. So anything but the same effort or even more tomorrow night is unacceptable, and it's not going to be good enough to win against a team like Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's at the other end of the standings, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing is, you know, even without the obvious in their lineup, they still have a number of guys that are incredibly dangerous, and you know, one guy in particular that's, you know, playing probably better than anyone in the league right now. So we have to respect the way they're playing, and you know, play probably even a better game tomorrow night if we're gonna give ourselves a chance to win.
How much tonight's killer instinct did you guys show tonight? Your team coming in here tired and all that stuff.
Well, that was huge. You know, it's a race on our board, but that was number one on our board. It was a good start. You know, get in their end, try to work them, tire them out early on, and if we can pop a goal early, that's huge. But if not, at least carry the play in their end, and I think we did that. We tired them out a little bit, and from there it was you know, a little bit easier than if we let them get the first goal on us.
How far have they fallen since a couple of years
ago? Well, not that far. I mean, if you remember last spring, they were a good bounce away from knocking out the eventual Stanley Cup champs. So I think it's one of those things where you get into a rut and you start tailspinning a bit, and sometimes it's hard to work your way out of, but you look, and they got injuries too. You can't forget about that. So, you know, they're a team, a lot of veterans, a lot of experience. They're very, very capable of putting together 5 to 10 wins in a row and being right back in it.
That's what you're supposed to do though against a team that's kind of tired and maybe in, you know, all this stuff swirling around them, is get on them early and kind of stomp on them, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the first goal is huge, especially in your home building. It gets the fans involved. It sort of gets them doubting again. You know, puts that down in their mind that maybe it's going to be a long night, a tough night, and you know, then you get the second one. That's when you really can pour it on. So it was huge to sustain that, and it was, you know, a pretty complete 60-minute effort for us, and that was huge to see, especially in the third period. You know, going in with a 3-0 lead, it's pretty easy just to, you know, get a little bit lazy with the puck and just try to make some plays. But I think we did a good job of you know, being smart and responsible out there.
Did you sense that Montreal was defeated a little bit?
Well,
or playing defeated.
I don't want to say defeated. I think you got to factor a lot of things into it. You know, they come from Chicago, which is a really tough place to play. Hop on a flight, get in late. You know, all those things. You know, we did that not too long ago. We went to Detroit and got whacked 7-1. So you got to play. You got to put that all into account when a team comes in off of back to back. So I think that's why it was so huge for us to get on them early and put that doubt in their mind and, you know, kind of make them wonder if it's going to be a tough night for them.
How much were you thinking hat trick in the third period?
You know what? If I had a good look, I was thinking about it, but I was never going to look somebody off or you know, try to carry the load and try to get a hat trick goal. You know, it's just, it's not the way you play the game, especially when we're going in with such a huge third period to play. And if I had a good look at it, I was going to try to score, obviously. But if I saw somebody open, I was going to try to hit him too. So, you just got to keep playing the game the same way and let the opportunities come.
And that was a critical difference with you guys this game, was that you played in a complete 60 minutes.
Right? Exactly. Yeah, that's just it. We've had good 40 minutes where we kind of slacked off in the third, but we kind of shut him out there in the third, didn't let him get anything, and we were able to close him out.